Piles of rusty metal parts sit in scrapyards towering over Allen's Avenue. There's also an asphalt company, an energy company, shipping ports, warehouses, and a strip club called Desire. Some see all of this as a missed opportunity.
It's ridiculous. This is prime land in a major American city. This is waterfront, but no one seems to care about the eyesores. I mean, this is visual pollution.
That's local developer Pat Conley.
Anybody that can drive into Providence to see those mountains of scrap and think this is a beautiful thing and this is a great city, they've got to be deluded.
He stands outside his office building on Allen's Avenue. It sits right in the middle of the industrial zone. He bought the building and land along the waterfront in 2002 with plans to develop it. He points towards the water where he built a wharf and remembers what he envisioned for this spot.
A cruise ship terminal that would bring large cruise ships into Providence, medical office buildings down here, long-term care facility, hotels, maybe an extended stay hotel. That should have been over there where the scrapyard is.
Conley says his development plans could have brought in around 3,000 jobs to the city. A proposed change in zoning would have cleared the way for all of it. In 2004, Conley began his fight to replace the industrial facilities with hotels, condos, and marinas. He wanted to see all industrial business moved farther down the river. And for a time, Conley thought he was on the winning side. In 2006, then-Mayor David Cicilline unveiled his Providence 2020 plan, which called for similar waterfront redevelopment. But the Working Waterfront Alliance fought back, and this group of industrial businesses won the battle. And Pat Conley, he lost big time.
I spent millions taking down a tank farm here and building out that 776-foot pier, and then the city changed its mind and I got left high and dry.
But it's a battle that plenty of people want to pick back up, including former Providence mayor and real estate developer Joe Paolino.
I'm going to show you a picture, even though our listeners can't see it.
Sitting in his office in downtown Providence, he picks up an aerial photo of the city and points to the industrial waterfront area. This idea will sound familiar, especially to Pat Conley.
Why can't we put some hotels and apartment development along there and create some beautiful marinas and maybe even have ships come there?
Paolino says in addition, development like that could encourage hospitals like Women and Infants and Rhode Island Hospital and institutions like Brown University, all of which have footprints in the nearby area, to expand.
That's the economy of Rhode Island. That's the economy of Providence. So between the hospitals and the universities, that those kind of jobs, those are real jobs, good-paying jobs.
That could be a big risk to take on an area that already provides the city with jobs. The Working Waterfront Alliance says there are more than 500 people working in the industrial area. This does include a diner and several businesses located outside the area. And, of course, the Working Waterfront Alliance is a proponent of keeping this place industrial. It's where Chris Watterson and his employees make a living.
I think you have to be real careful when you're talking about that kind of development along the port.
Watterson Terminal Services is the family business. Chris Watterson is the general manager. The operation supervises one of the state's major ports, the Port of Providence.
You know, there's only so many places that you can put them, and you can't build new ones. So it's here, it exists, it works. So you don't want to jeopardize that.
Watterson's facility is actually just outside the disputed area. But the developers who imagine hotels and condos say industrial business should move farther down the river and closer to the port. But Watterson says you might not want to live in those condos.
You know, if you're living there and sleeping next to it every single night, you know, we work around the clock, so it can be noisy at night, you know, and we know that, but there's nothing you can do about it. When you're loading a scrap ship and you're dropping, you know, 20 tons of steel into a steel ship, it's going to make noise.
And when residents or hotel guests can't sleep or take strange smells, they complain. And that's where there's an issue. And there will always be an issue. That's because Provport and all the Allen's Avenue industrial businesses deal in the smelly, dirty things that make our modern lives livable.
You know, you turn on the lights, you don't think of the power plant and where they're getting their fuel and all that kind of stuff. You get in your car and the steel that your car is made out of probably started here as scrap. And there's a lot of, you know, back-end services that are being supported by this facility, and it's really what kind of makes the economy go.
He says these companies need to be on the water to take advantage of the deep water channel going up the Providence River. The channel is dredged 40 feet deep, which allows cargo and freight ships to get safely to the Providence waterfront. But what does this all mean for the bay itself? Whether hotels or scrapyards, is any development good for the health of the bay?
One of the great success stories of Narragansett Bay is actually that it has a very healthy, diverse set of uses. So you have everything from the pristine to the industrial.
Topher Hamblett is the director of advocacy and policy at Save the Bay. He says that he sees signs of improvement. Trekking through the brush behind the Save the Bay headquarters, just south of all the industrial development, we see people fishing. He says the bay has really been cleaned up in the last several decades. I ask, in an ideal world, would there be anything sitting on this land at all? But Hamblett's too pragmatic for that.
You know, as an organization, we are not of the mind that, you know, all these heavy industrial activities should go away. They are here. And they serve a purpose. Now, the question is, how can they operate in the best, most responsible way?
And industrial business has the city on their side, at least for now. Providence Mayor Angel Taveras recently signed an ordinance that locked in industrial zoning for the area.
My vision for that waterfront and that port is to really see more industrial growth there, to start seeing more come in through the port, come in through the waterfront, and more products shipped out of the waterfront.
But now Taveras is leaving office, and there is a question as to what could happen next. Battle lines are already starting to form. Independent candidate for mayor Buddy Cianci was one of the first proponents of redeveloping the waterfront during his second term in office in the 1990s. He has the support of developers Pat Conley and Joe Paolino. His opponent, Democrat Jorge Elorza, has a vision that keeps the area industrial. So for now, the battle over Allen's Avenue is playing out on the campaign trail. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.